The African Union gave Habre's victims a lot of hope 3 years ago that he would finally be brought to justice. But in those 3 years, Senegal has not begun the trial. Many more victims, survivors of the regime, have died. This is a man accused of systematic torture, of thousands of political killings. The evidence is there. The laws are there. Everything is ready for the trial. And Senegal says that it needs 27 million euros, $42 million up front. But a lot of people are ready to help finance the trial, the European Union, a number of countries. The question now is really just moving forward and the political will to move forward.
Is there anything that the European countries can do to push Senegal to make the effort to start the trial?
Well, Belgium has actually started a case in the International Court of Justice saying that Senegal is violating its legal obligations under the Torture Convention by not prosecuting or extraditing Habre. A number of countries have said they are willing to finance the trial if Senegal presents a credible budget, which would need to be revised. And we're hoping the African Union will say something here. It was the African Union that gave Senegal a political mandate to prosecute Habre and also said that they would provide Senegal with the assistance for the trial. But unfortunately, the African Union has not provided any financial assistance.
You mentioned budget. Why has Senegal failed even to begin proceedings against Habre as recommended by the African Union 3 years ago?
Well, Senegal says that, and it's true, that the prosecution and investigation of alleged crimes that took place in another generation, half a continent away, is very complex. And no developing country has ever done something like that before. But Senegal has the partners who are ready to finance the trial. Many of the victims who I work with believe that Senegal doesn't have the political will to bring Hissène Habre to trial.
Well, in January, the African Union did call on member countries to donate money for a trial, but no one has come forward yet. Why?
Well, I don't know. One country, Chad, has come forward. Of course, Chad is the theater of all of Habre's alleged crimes. But it's very disappointing that other African countries, at the same time that so many of them are railing against justice outside of Africa, are not stepping up to when the possibility is of having justice in Africa. Here in CERT, there is a campaign being led by Libya and some other countries against the International Criminal Court, against the use of universal jurisdiction by non-African countries to try Africans accused of the worst crimes. But at the same time, the Habre case, which represents an opportunity for Africa to show that it's capable of fairly prosecuting crimes against African victims, that case is not moving forward.
Well, this also happened in the case of the indictment of Bashir of Sudan. Some people in the African Union got quite upset when the Africans were accused of violating international criminal justice. What is the real problem here with the African Union's attitude on Africans being accused?
Well, I think it's a problem of countries supporting the oppressors and not the victims. I mean, the African Union has a stated commitment to battle impunity. It's true that there are many problems in the international justice system, and I think Africans are right to point to double standards, to the fact that whether it's the United States or Russia or China, Israel, a lot of big countries seem to be immune from any international justice. But the point is that African victims deserve justice. Obviously, the best place for that justice to happen is in Africa. And the Habre case is a golden opportunity for an African court to deliver justice to African victims. But the International Criminal Court, which has indicted the president of Sudan, is a court of last resort. It's a court that acts only when national justice systems are unwilling or unable to do so. And obviously, there's less need for the International Criminal Court to step in and protect African victims when African governments themselves can take care of that and improve their record in bringing to justice those who are responsible for mass atrocities.
Human Rights Watch has recommended that the African Union support the establishment of an International Criminal Court liaison office in Addis Ababa. What do you hope that this office will do to help bring Hissène Habre either to trial in Senegal or to The Hague for trial?
Well, the International Criminal Court would not be dealing with Habre's crimes because Hissène Habre's alleged crimes took place before the establishment of the International Criminal Court, and so the ICC would not have jurisdiction over those crimes. The Habre case has been one long soap opera. Habre went to Senegal in 1990 after he was overthrown, and a truth commission in Chad found that he committed up to 40,000 political murders. 10 years later, he was finally indicted in Senegal on charges of torture and crimes against humanity. But then the Senegalese government said that they didn't want him prosecuted in Senegal, and the courts threw out the case. His victims then went to Belgium, whose universal jurisdiction law allowed its courts to hear these kinds of cases. Belgium carried out a 4-year investigation. They had access to the tens of thousands of documents of Tissot-Habré's political police, documents that list thousands of victims of different crimes, 1,208 people who died in detention. Belgium then indicted Tissot-Habré and asked for his extradition. Senegal went to the African Union and said, what should we do? The African Union appointed a legal committee which determined that Senegal should prosecute Tissot-Habré. And 3 years ago, the leaders of Africa called on Senegal to prosecute Tissot-Habré. 3 years later, that hasn't happened. The victims have been waiting for 18 years for justice. And many of them have died. Two of the people who filed the first case against Habré 9 years ago in Dakar are already dead. So justice has to be done before it's too late here.
What is and what should be the role of Senegalese President Abdoulaye Wade to have Hissène Habré put on trial in Senegal?
President Wade has committed to the trial of Hissène Habré. I think the answer now is to let the Senegalese justice system move forward, present a reasonable budget, which the European and other partners have said they're willing to fund. And let's get on with this before all the victims and maybe even Hissène Habré die.
Do you think that it's more political or bureaucratic stonewalling here? And what does this issue mean for the credibility of the African Union as an organization?
Well, the African Union has a lot of strong progressive leaders, but it also has a lot of leaders who don't want to see justice done. But the African Union has taken a stand on this case and said, Senegal, you must prosecute Hissène Habré, and we will provide you with the support. Neither of those things have happened. And if the African Union wants to be seen as a credible institution for the African people, then it needs to act on a case like this.